This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We've got another quiet day to start out this Tuesday. It's a short holiday week, of course, so we know that can come into play. Reduced volume, maybe lighter liquidity that could proceed to higher volatility, but not yet here. More of the same stuff fundamentally, where we're monitoring business on trade with China. We had more of that to start out the week, some flash sales popping up, and then these delayed export sales numbers keep coming out really strong. The weekly report out this morning, again, we're talking about a marketing year high for soybeans, so catching up to the deficit on the way we started the marketing year. Corn continues to exceed every expectation. You have a record pace on corn export sales. We're shipping it out of the country as well. So that's, you know, taking place of the normal soybean export program at this time of the year when Chinese business was missing. And now all of a sudden that Chinese business is here. But for how long remains the question, whether or not we continue to form an actual trade agreement, number one. And then number two, that we've got this Brazilian soybean crop already ready within less than a month.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
March corn up a penny at 448 even. January soybeans up 2 1/4 at 1055 and a half. January soybean meal up 260 at 301.20. January soybean oil down 29 cents at 48.26. Chicago wheat up 1 1/4 at 516 3/4. Minneapolis wheat down 2 pennies at 578. Kansas City hard red wheat up 2 pennies at 523 1/4. March oats down 5 3/4 at 292 even. On the Merck, February live cattle down 8 cents at 231.35. January feeder cattle down 10 cents at 346.40. February lean hogs up 8 cents at 85.43. February pork cutout unchanged at 93.75. Class 3 milk down 6 cents at 15.22. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.